The newest addition to the Royal Cayman Islands Air Support Unit touches down at Owen Roberts International Airport today. His Excellency the Governor, Mr. Martin Roper, and Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin and a host of dignitaries were on hand as the helicopter arrived at the island air hangar. Governor Roper says the new helicopter was made possible through a partnership between Cayman and the UK.
Well, I think this is a wonderful occasion and delighted to be here with the Honourable Premier to welcome the arrival of our second helicopter. And I think I just want to pay my thanks to so many people who've helped bring this about.
The helicopter arrived several weeks ahead of schedule. The other helicopter, X-Ray 1, remains down as the RCIPS waits for parts to repair it. A report on Cayman's financial intelligence, money laundering, and confiscation proceedings finds a, quote, fundamental flaw in the process when it comes to identifying cases that need to be investigated. Radio Cayman's Andrew Harris has more.
When it comes to meeting its objective of removing financial benefit from crime, the Cayman Islands is falling short. That's according to a report by the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, or the CFATF. The December 2017 review of Cayman's anti-money laundering and counter-financing terrorism regimes finds what it calls a fundamental flaw in how Cayman identifies cases that need to be investigated. The report acknowledges that Cayman has competent authorities and a dedicated unit of well-trained officers focused on pursuing the financial elements of crime. But Cayman's shortcomings lie with not providing the relevant financial reporting authorities with access to the necessary information, as well as providing insufficient information and technology. The CFATF says the lack of access may contribute to the challenges faced when identifying cases that need to be investigated. The report also finds that although Cayman has pursued the confiscation of all relevant assets, the jurisdiction could do more. During the on-site visit 2 Decembers ago, members of the CFATF found that, quote, the sanctions to date have been largely concurrent rather than consecutive and are neither proportionate nor dissuasive since the offenses pursued have been tied to self-laundering and not to standalone money laundering. Andrell Harris, Radio Cayman News.
To view the actual grades that Cayman received by the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, you can visit Radio Cayman's website at radiocayman.gov.ky. The Grand Court upholds a summary court ruling in the case of a man sentenced to an 18-month disqualification from driving, Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Representing himself, Gary Berry appealed his sentences on the grounds they were manifestly excessive. He was convicted of driving under the influence of alcohol, disqualified from driving for 18 months, and fined $700. He argued that the 18-month disqualification was too harsh, since his last conviction was some 20 years prior. Berry also argued that the sentencing judge failed to take into account crucial evidence which he put forward, in which he says an expert had concluded the machine was out of date and not calibrated. The judge told Berry she could only intervene if the sentencing magistrate had imposed his sentence outside what is prescribed by the law, and because the sentence was imposed within the law and not manifestly excessive, she could only dismiss the application. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Government is looking to renovate the Frank Sound Fire Station. The Cayman Islands Fire Service has published a request for proposals to find a contractor who can perform renovation works on the Frank Sound Fire Station, as well as the Emergency Operations Center at the Georgetown Fire Station. The tender period closes on April 5th. The Department of Commerce and Investment is named top employer for medium-sized businesses, picking up the award for excellence in office environment at the 9th Annual Cayman Islands Society of Human Resource Professionals Awards Gala. Director Ryan Rajkumar Singh and the members of his team accepted the awards on behalf of DCI.
The team continues to work very hard, and this recognition is a testament that all of us working together with one goal is greater than our individual contribution. We pride ourselves in making the lives of our citizens better, no matter how small part we play.
The Top Employer Award recognizes organizations that demonstrate high levels of employee engagement, as well as positive organizational culture. Deputy Governor, the Honorable Frantz Manderson.
As we seek to become a world-class civil service, this type of recognition confirms we are on the right path. I commend the team for their focus on our people and their proactive drive to have these achievements recognized. Top Employer at CAHRE Awards showcase when we are at our best and celebrate our success with the wider community.
DCI took third place in the top employer category last year. A special assignment for a professor at the University College of the Cayman Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego with more.
Assistant Professor of the Arts and Humanities Department and Director of UCCI TV, Dr. Ivan Eubanks, has been selected by the U.S. Department of State for a one-month English language specialist project.
Well, I'm really excited about it. I'm very pleased. And I've never been to Pakistan before, so it's quite exciting.
The project will focus on academic writing for publication in Pakistan at the Higher Education Commission of Pakistan. Dr. Eubanks leaves next Wednesday. In Pakistan, he will work with early career faculty from around the country in their endeavors to prepare their research for publication in international English language peer-reviewed journals.
This isn't my first specialist assignment with the Department of State, and I've trained faculty in Russia, Honduras, Mexico, and United States. And so we're going to get early career professors from all kinds of different disciplines and fields to bring in the research that they're working on, and I will work with them on how to prepare it for publication in English so that they can get into international academic journals. So I'll do two courses like that, and the courses are from people who've completed graduate school up until the age of 40. So it's for early career researchers and college faculty.
Dr. Eubanks is part of a select group as one of almost 80 U.S. citizens each year chosen to serve on an English language specialist assignment. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
Honoring Women Month continues here in Cayman with a workshop taking a closer look at how women should make their mark in the workplace.
Motivating workshop, preparing you for first impressions, establishing your online presence, and sharpening your interview skills. Whereas the one on Friday the 29th, which is called Rising Through the Ranks, Women in the Workplace, is a session to explore gender equality in the workplace. So they're different based on what your interests and needs are.
Hosted by the Family Resource Center, program's facilitator Miles Ruby tells Radio Cayman it's important to have gender parity, not just about breaking the glass ceiling, but really about how we treat one another. The Women in the Workplace Make Your Mark will be held from 8:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. this Friday, March 22nd at the FRC, located at 77 Mary Street. Spaces are limited, so they're asking you to get in touch with them at 949-0006 or frc@gov.ky to register as soon as possible. The Young Environmentalist Leadership Course is currently accepting applications for six-month intensive experience. Over the course of the spring, summer, and fall semesters, 10 local students will get to complete their PADI Open Water, Advanced Open Water, and Rescue Diver certifications, and they'll attend two separate week-long courses with Central Caribbean Marine Institute education specialists on Grand Cayman and Little Cayman. In addition, students work on field projects, and then they learn to use scientific instruments and equipment to broaden their skill sets and their experiences in marine science.
The YELK program allows us to share our passion for the ocean with students who wish to become ambassadors for our marine environment with no financial burden to them. We created this program to expose our teenage participants to important opportunities and contacts within the community.
CCMI Science and Education Manager Katie Correa says the program bridges the gap for local students who may not have immediate access to post-school education in the Cayman Islands. Students who are interested should contact the Education Department of CCMI at education@reefresearch.org. The deadline is April 1st. And we leave you now with a check of the day's financial news. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego.
It's now time for the financial report. The closing prices of local stocks are provided by Cayman National Securities. CUC's common stocks closed at $15.01. Cayman Water Company closed at $13.08. Greenlight Reinsurance Company closed at $10.86. And Cayman National Corporation closed at $6. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 216 points to close at 25,962. The NASDAQ up 109 points to close at 7,838. The S&P 500 up 30 points to close at 2,854. The Financial Times 100 Index in London up 64 points to close at 7,355. The three most active issues in New York today were Advanced Micro Devices, up 8.52% to close at $27.89. Micron Technology, up 9.62% to close at $43.99. And Bank of America, down 1.61% to close at $28.18. In commodities, gold closed at $1,308.10. Silver at $15.46. Platinum at $859.70. And oil at $59.50. $2.86 per barrel. In foreign currencies, the euro closed at 1.13, pound sterling at 1.30, yen 110.80, Canadian dollar 1.33, and the Jamaican dollar closed at 125.15. In other financial news, a new management consulting firm opens in Cayman. Carton says it is the first technology-focused strategy and management consulting agency on island. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The new company Carton is expected to meet a growing demand in the industry for advice around digitalization, with the company's key offerings geared towards digital strategy, data and analytics, and digital transformation services. Co-founder Brandon Caruana.
The heightened demand of digital change and the growing pressures for entrepreneurs and enterprises to digitalize means businesses large and small are having to transform by integrating new, innovative technology with business operations. We are challenging how traditional consultancy services firms work by creating a modern digital consultancy that can deliver tangible value to startups, SMEs, and large institutional clients.
As members of the Financial Services Legislative Committee's FinTech Subcommittee and founding members of the Blockchain Association of the Cayman Islands, Carton is also working to educate the local community on the wider FinTech industry. The firm recently launched Women Code Cayman with the support of Cayman Enterprise City and the Ministry of Community Affairs. Women Code Cayman helps women who are passionate about technology become tech leaders in Cayman's digital economy. Reporting for Radio Cayman's Financial News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And that's your financial report for this hour. I'm Shanda Gallego.